Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. Maybe we can be a help to you today. What a beautiful day out there the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad that I'm saved by His grace. I'm glad it's all because of Him, nothing that we've done. It's all because of Him that we have this hope in our heart today. And it's just a blessing to be saved by God's grace and know that when this life is over, we have a better place to go to. This world's getting looking darker and dimmer and more wicked every day. But so that makes the light in your heart ought to be shining brighter and brighter every day. Looking more forward for the Lord to come now than I did the day that I started out. This old body's wearing out, getting where I can't do like I once did, but I'm glad the Lord's still just as real as He ever was. Amen. It's just good to be here. I want to go back to the message we've been preaching on for the last couple of weeks, but I sitting at the house a while ago was studying about it. I started preaching on them 20 points, and I'd like to read all 20 of them, because I don't have no idea we'll preach them all in a row here. I'll just get them as we come to them. But I want to read all 20 of them to you. Amen. Then I'll finish up maybe point number two or get as far as we can with it. Point number one we preached on was moms were at home and dads were at work, brothers were in the army, and sisters got married before having children. Point number two, crime did not pay. Hard work did. The people knew the difference. Moms could cook. Dads would work. Children were quiet. Husbands were loving. Wives were submissive. Children were polite. Women wore the jewelry. Men wore the pants. Harlots wore the paint. And children wore the stripes. Point number three, women looked like ladies. Men looked like gentlemen. And children looked decent. Point number four, people loved the truth and hated the lie. They would follow the pastor and ignore the world. They came to get in and not to get out. Point number five, hymns sounded godly. Sermons sounded helpful. Shouting sounded normal. And crying sounded often. Point number six, church folks were faithful. Sinners were respectful. And everybody had manners. Cursing was wicked, drinking was evil, divorce was unbelievable, the flag was honored, America was beautiful, and God was welcome. Point number seven, we read the Bible in public, prayed in school, preached in the courthouse steps. Point number eight, going to church was a blessing, going to school was an education, and going to the gas station that sold beer was a disgrace. Grandma and grandpa were wise, mom and dad were together, and children were precious. Point number nine, to be called an American was worth dying for. To be called a Christian was worth living for, and to be called a traitor was worth fighting for. Cowards were shot, deserters were hung, criminals were sent to prison, not to Washington. Point number 10, and sex was a dirty word, sodomy unheard of word, and abortion was illegal word. Point number 11, love was clean, courting was watched, dating was going to church, and marriage was till death. Point number 12, preachers preached because they had a message. Singers sung because they had a song. Children shouted because they had the victory. Christians shouted because they had the victory, and sinners got convicted. Point number 13, preachers preached from the Bible. Singers sung from the heart. Sinners repented and got saved. Point number 14, a new birth meant a new life. Salvation meant a change. Joining the church means you would attend. Point number 15, being a preacher meant you were called of God. Being a deacon meant you would serve the church. Being a Christian meant you would live for Jesus. And being a sinner meant somebody was praying for you. Point 16, laws were based on the Bible. Homes read the Bible, and churches taught the Bible. Point number 17, you could borrow money on your church letter. A man's word was his bond, and a woman's virtue was private. Point number 18, preachers were more interested in new converts than new clothes and new cars. Churches wanted to reach every creature with the gospel more than new buildings and paving parking lots. Point 19, prayed and wept over the lost in their community. God was worshipped, Christ was exalted, and the Holy Ghost was followed. Now listen to this, the Bible was believed, not corrected. Sinners got saved, converts were converted, and the gospel was preached, not shared. Amen. Now, point number 20. Now, it says, these were the days when we would go witness with tears, prayed a lot, talked little on the phone, spent more time with the Bible than the TV. We would weep about lost souls, enjoy going to church more than anything. We had testimony and song service and would really try to do something for God. We would say amen to the truth, go to the altar to repent of sin. We would bring folks to church, take the pastor home for Sunday dinner, give tithes and offerings gladly. We would seek the will of God on everything and stand against sin anytime and anywhere. That was the old path. Amen. If corrected reading all these points, I want to go back and maybe continue on point number 2. I just felt a need to read these. I may get off of them and come back to some of them later. But, amen, just whatever the Lord wants, we may preach on them till they're all gone. I have no idea. But I want to preach today. I preached last Sunday about the husband and wife. Amen. But I want to preach about the children this week. And that's the most precious thing that we have today is our young people. Amen. And they're not really being taught the ways of God like they should be. They're taught everything in the world, amen, except by the ways of God. Amen. The people love their children. Amen. It was on up in the 70s before we ever began to hear about having abortion, doing away with our young folks. I sat around a lot of time and thought about the situation and talk about how our Social Security is running short on money and, amen, all these things. And I wonder why, amen, in the 70s we begin to kill off our unborn children, amen, and I know good and well that displeased God. I care less what men may think. That ain't a thing in the world but cold-blooded murder. Because God told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee, I knew in the womb, I knew thee. Amen. I'd bless your heart. So God, amen, when a seed is conceived, God counts it as a human being. I care less what these modern women think or men or anybody else. I'm just going to go by the word of God. Amen. And we're going to face a holy God. Look like our nation, our people, even to our churches today has forgot that we are going to face God one day after a while. And the Bible, Jesus said these words that I speak unto you, they shall judge you in the last days. This book that I have laying here before me on the day of judgment, I believe with all my heart God's going to judge every man, a woman, boy, and girl out of this blessed book. But let's talk about our children for a little little while. I'll say this. While I'm there, my wife is here. She went and her and my daughter went last Thursday down below Birmingham, down in amen, to see one of her sisters had surgery. And they went down there to visit her, and I think maybe about 10 or so. Down there, the spring break is on. Amen. But they had about 10 or 11 grandkids there in the house. Amen. And my wife was talking about, and I got back, how quiet it was with them young ones there in the house. Wasn't running, squealing, throwing stuff, hollering and screaming, laying down the floor and kicking. I think maybe they asked some of the children, said, what would you get if you started going through the house or hollering? Said, I'd get a whooping. Amen. I said, what would you do if you started, amen, fighting or running, whatever, making a racket? I said, I'd get a whooping. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Amen. That'll still work in the day that we're in today. God bless your heart. Amen. I don't care what Dr. Spock said. Thank God, or what, amen, Hillary Clinton said or anybody else said. I was talking to a woman one time. Amen. Had just birthed a child. And she said, I would that these children come with a handbook. Amen. Knowing me, I told her it did. Thank God, she said, where's it at? I said, the 1611 edition of the King James Bible. That is a handbook with our children. Now we'll start here now. Amen. Bless your heart. We'll go back over to Titus where the Bible said, I let the aged women teach the younger. Amen. That's where we've left off today. Amen. The aged women not in the will of God. So therefore they can't teach the young women to be in the will of God. Amen. God bless your heart. The whole world look like today has just about got out of the will of God. And that's the reason why things are so rough today. It's a judgment of God coming on us. But let's look in Psalm chapter number 127. What God said about children. Amen. I don't care what this ERA movement says. Amen. This is what God said. I don't care if every one of them was listening. I wouldn't care one bit in the world. I tell them at ERA, I'll tell you exactly what it means. Eve ruined Adam. Amen. God bless your heart. But God bless your heart. I'll tell you how. Amen. Well, I just go on and read the scripture. Thank God. Psalms 127 and verse number 3. Let's see what God said about children. He said, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Now that's what God said. It wasn't what ERA said or what I said, but it's what God said. Amen. The children are an heritage of the Lord. Amen. The fruit of the womb is His reward. Amen. That's how God instituted the home. Thank God, when God told Adam and Eve how to multiply. Amen. And fill the earth with people. It was a blessing of God. But we're living in a day, ain't beyond the God where they think our children are a curse. Kill them. Get rid of them. I said at the house a while ago thinking about how some of these dudes had come up with that law. Hey man, I tell you what, it would have been a blessing if their mother had believed in abortion and done away with them. Amen. We wouldn't have had this crowd to put up with. Amen. Sometimes I think, ain't beyond God, my Presley Park think, amen, some of them 15, 60 year old that push so hard for this abortion, I'll be able to raise it up to that age and do away with them. Amen. God bless your heart. Ain't God, God said, ain't God for us to love our children. God said they was a blessing. They was a heritage from the Lord. God bless your heart. And God meant for us, ain't God, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He didn't say bring them up like Hollywood. Amen. Or like the world. Or like the Beatles or Elvis.
Elvis Presley, but he said to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Thank God these movie stars today have put on so much paint that half they have enough on them how to paint a 57 Chevrolet if they rook it off, and that's our children. Amen. Model, role model today. Our friend, we need some mamas and daddies that'll teach our children about God and the judgment of God and what this loose living is going to cost them in the end of the way. Amen. I bless your heart. It's time somebody talked. Our people today, I can just picture. I see I ain't going to get nowhere. I can just picture myself back. Amen. I'll in just a few days be 69 years old. But I could picture myself back when I was a child going into a store and didn't get my way of laying down in the floor and begin to holler and have a fit. Amen. You know what? My hide wouldn't have held shook. Amen. They wouldn't have carried me out behind the woodshed either. They'd have got me right there in the public and have wore me out. But God, give me a daddy that learned me at home to respect him, I reference him, although he wasn't living right. I showed reference to him. Amen. We need some parents today. Thank God that'll go back and get the attention of their children again and learn them. Amen. That mama and daddy is the head of the house. Amen. I'm going to tell you this while I'm here. Amen. When a child don't respect his mom and daddy, amen, and they threaten to whoop them, threaten to do this, threaten to do that, and lie to them. Amen. And when they get out in the road, begin to drive a car, they won't have no respect for mom and daddy. When the law officer stops them for speeding or acting like an idiot, amen, they'll have no respect for them either. I call them pigs and everything else. You know what causes that? It's because mamas and daddies is not bringing their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. I bless your heart, and when they get out, if they ever do, I hear the word of God preach. They've not got no reference for mama. They've not got no reference for daddy. They've not got no reference for the school teacher. I've not got no reference for the law officer. Holy Ghost deal with them. They'll have no reference for a holy God. That's the reason why we've got this rebellious generation today. I lay it on mamas and daddies. Amen. I go quite often. My wife does grocery shopping. You get in places, kids start having fits and squalling, laying down the floor, kicking. Hey man, and you know what I want to do? I want to cut me a stick about the size, amen, of a broom handle. And I don't want to whoop the young ones. I want to whoop mom and daddy. Amen. Show that child what it needs. Amen. If you'll get that child's attention. I've got a preacher friend. Ain't been to God. He said he was a preaching one night. And his wife just had a young one. Ain't God just 2 or 3 weeks old maybe. That little kid began to throw a fit, that little baby. And she wore that girl out. Her just 2 or 3 weeks old. He said, I thought, there she is, a whooping my baby. But you know what? That young lady's grown up. I now got children of her own. A good godly woman. Amen. Showing respect for her mom and daddy. Showing respect for other people. You know, good chastisement. I'll go back to the old time way. I'll turn their hide up. Amen. It'll break their spirit and learn them to be right with God. Amen. God bless your heart. I see I ain't going to get nowhere with this. But listen now. Amen. The Bible said, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." Ain't God an arrow as arrows in the hands of a mighty man? So are children of the youth. Amen. God bless your heart. We're going down today, just about every state. Amen. It's legalized. It's all legalized abortion. We've got states today. A bunch of them's legalized. Two men and two women to be married. Amen. You tell me how that kind of a union can produce children. God bless your heart. It's an abomination in the sight of a holy God. I'm going to preach it as long as God gives me breath. God meant for man to be with woman and woman to be with man. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. God talking to Adam and Eve, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Ain't God, her name was Eve. It wasn't Steve. Amen. I bless your heart. We're living a day where we trump just about everyone of God's holy law under our feet. Amen. I don't know how you're going to have children. Two men and two women. Why, that's a dumb. Why, the devil could come up with one better than that. Amen. That's a stink in the nostrils of the devil's nose. Let alone God Almighty. Amen. That's just plain ignorance. Amen. That's willingly ignorance, the Bible said. And the Bible said, "Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them." Amen. Listen to this. God saying, "Happy is the man that's got a house full of children." And now we're living in a day when we don't own none. I just take them out and kill them. I hear them say on the news the other day, where this medical package that our president put out. Amen. You take these children. Thank God they're diagnosed with some kind of disease before they're born. That new medical bill will pay for an abortion. But it will not pay a doctor's bill if they let that child be born. I wonder why our country's in the shape it's in. I wonder why gasoline nearly $4 a gallon. I wonder why every time it comes up a cloud, a storm comes out of it. I'll tell you how the wrath of God is kindled against this generation. Amen. Thanks be unto God. It's time we got back to the Word of God. Preach it just like it is. Friend, we are far, far, far out of the will of God. Amen. I know that not everybody, but I'm talking about as a whole. Ain't still some people that fear God. If it wouldn't, God have done shut this thing down. Ain't still some people that love God's Word. But as a whole, we're shaking our fist right in the face of a holy God and saying, "Away with Him." I got to sit at the house today thinking I ain't going to get nowhere. I'm thinking about where people are griping about our prayer being taken out of school. Amen. I'm glad it's gone. Amen. Preacher, what are you saying? Thank God you see what we got in there. Thank God we got sodomites a-teaching. Amen. We got women wearing shorts a-teaching. We got people that shacking up and living together a-teaching. We got Muslims a-teaching. We've got amen, women's a-teaching. We've got amen, Jehovah Witness a-teaching. Thanks be unto God. And who wants something like that? Praying with their children. God bless your heart. I'll tell you, mamas and daddies, you better be praying at home. I'm gathering them kids around and get this blessed old book. Amen. Throw all that garbage out in the yard and get a hold of God again.
Amen. I know this is real proper. I can see people are smiling now. I'm going to pass out a $100 bill just hear something like this. Amen. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Amen. Bless your heart. Let's go over now to Proverbs. God, I'm going to take me another Sunday on this number two. Amen. In Proverbs chapter number 22 and verse number 6, this is God's instructions. It's not mine, it's not yours. This is what the Holy Ghost had pinned down for you and I. If you read the book of Proverbs, that'll give you good instruction on how to raise a kid. It'll give you instruction on how to be a mother and daddy. Amen. To be example to that child. In Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, the Bible says, I train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You say, preacher, what does that mean? I thought you never would ask. It means this: train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You can take him down to church house. You can get him in on the youth activities. You can get him on the bus. I take him on a youth trip. I take him to Smoky Mountains. Amen. Do whatever you got to do within yourself. And that's not training that child up in the ways of God. Amen. I remember the day, buddy, when they would train a child. You know how they train them? Train don't mean tell them. Train means to show them. Amen. Where I used to work at. And well, every once in a while, I'd send somebody down there. Had never welded before. And they say, I want you to train him. I didn't just tell him what to do. I said, get your hood and watch me. Amen. Thank God, he'd look at me, watch me a while. I said, now give it a try. I was at a church one time where there was a woman. I thought she was a pagan at the time, but not anymore. Amen. She had a son. I said, well, just as wicked as wicked could be. Amen. Said he went down to church and said he got saved. And come back and said, Mama, I got saved. She said, you give me a while, and I'll tell whether you did or not. Amen. I bless your heart. She said, in a little while, after she had washed him, I said he was a fallen in her footsteps. And here's why I thought she was a boasting ass. But how many of us today can say this to our children? She said, I'll tell you what you do. You watch Mama. And you walk just like Mama does. You pray like Mama does. You live like Mama lives. Amen. Thanks be unto God, we ought to be able to tell our children to live like we live. Amen. If you ever hear me cuss, you cuss. If you don't hear me cuss, don't you cuss. Amen. You see me sticking my head into some of this filthy stuff that's going on, you do it. Amen. The Bible still says, I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. But said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Oh, my, I've got so much on this in Proverbs. Amen. In other places I see right now, I ain't going to get it. So be much in prayer for us. We ain't feeling too good in body. But the Lord willing, we'll try maybe to finish this up, the second point up. My, if you preach this down just like it is, amen, to get people too interested in
today and the kids being entertained. They need to be taught instead of entertained. Hey, amen. I tell you what, it would be awful embarrassing. Hey, amen, to take a child down to Walmart to shop and that thing throw a fit, boy. Hey, amen. Wouldn't that be awful embarrassing? Ain't being to God. There was a family come and eat dinner with me back when I was a pastor. Hey, amen, out of Lisbeth down Hodgenville, Kentucky. I come down visiting one weekend, had two little kids. Hey, amen, and I commented on it. I commented also at camp meeting. I told them the kid was the most respectful children I've ever seen. He's probably one of about 2-year-old, maybe 3. And they sat down just like a grown person and behaved theirself while they're at the house. They there just about all day. And them was the most politest children. Amen. Somebody said, you got to put this up. Put that up. Keep the kid from getting it. Amen. You don't have to have a child-proof a house. You house-proof a child. Amen. Bust his hide. And tell him to leave things alone. This time we'll turn it back to the good announcer.